Verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. Now, we need to recognize down here that the scriptures also lead to obedience. That's what James says. Don't be hearers of the word only, be doers of the word. And therefore, the word of God brings us hope, and it leads us to obedience, and we're not to fashion our lives according to the world. And that word fashion has in it the thought of that which is temporary, that which is passing, that which is transient, that which is superficial. We are to live a life that reveals that we've been transformed from the inside. We're not to walk around today like the flow walker at Macy's with an artificial smile on our face saying, "Madam, can I help you?" When reality, the corns are killing the poor fella, and he'll be glad when the store closes and he can go home. But he acts like he's delighted to help you. God doesn't want his children to live artificial lives like that, or like the fuller brush man. He always comes to my house with a big smile on his face. And I don't know, maybe his mother-in-law's come to visit him from Iowa, and he's not too happy about it, but he sure doesn't let on. But the child of God is be an obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. And the word of God, you see, is to be obeyed, and we're to yield to that sort of thing. When I was sick, I received again some very wonderful poems. One that was sent to me when I had cancer, and it was a great comfort, and I've received several copies of it now since I've been sick again. And I want to pass it on to you because I have experienced this now. I didn't the first time, maybe, but I sure have this time. Will you listen to this? It is Alice Mortensen's poem. I needed the quiet, so he drew me aside into the shadows where we could confide, away from the bustle. For all the day long I hurried and worried when active and strong. I needed the quiet, though at first I rebelled. But gently, so gently, my cross he upheld, and whispered so sweetly of spiritual things, though weakened in body, my spirit took wings to heights never dreamed of when active and gay. He loved me so greatly, he drew me away. I needed the quiet, no prison my bed, but a beautiful valley of blessings instead. A place to grow richer, in Jesus to hide. I needed the quiet, so he drew me aside. How? That I might spend time in the Word of God, friends. How important that is today. Now, will you notice, verse 15, but as he who hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of life. Now, here is something that is really misunderstood. Holiness today to the average person means assuming a very pious attitude, means to go around in a very dignified way and to become almost abnormal in the life that you live. It's a sort of a put-on thing. It's a superficial sort of thing. Do you know that the Lord wants you to be a fully integrated personality? He wants you to enjoy life. Want you to have fun. There are too many Christians that are not having fun today. And I don't mean the kind of fun in the world, but I mean today a holy life. A holy life means a well-integrated life, a well-integrated personality, one that's living a normal life, one that's healthy and robust. And holiness, will you listen to this very carefully now? Holiness is to the spiritual life what health is to the physical life. Now, you like to see a fine, robust, healthy individual physically. Well, holiness means you're healthy and robust spiritually. My, how we need folk like that today. And that's what he's talking about here. Now, listen to him. Because it's written, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Now, is our holiness like God's holiness as an attribute? No. Our God is absolutely perfect. We'll never reach that state down here, although I've met several people who thought they had reached it. But I couldn't find anybody that would agree with them that they had reached that exalted level. What does it mean to be holy as he is? Well, God is a complete, wonderful personality. Now, you and I are just human beings, but we can be full grown. We can reach maturation. And as we've said before, it's all right to be a little baby in a crib and win a blue ribbon. But 17 years later, and you're still a baby in a crib, something's wrong. You ought to be a 17-year-old young fella, you know, healthy, running around. And spiritually, you ought to be growing like that. Now, that's the thing that he's talking about here. What can produce this? The Word of God.